Yeah, it was a tripping penalty. 2:02, time of the penalty is there was an opportunity for Minnesota getting down there low. Shaw was, puck or net comes off its moorings, stoppage of play. 17:45 left to go in the second period. 1:48 left to go in the skater advantage for Minnesota. Special teams play has been a big thing for Rapids all season, so it'll be interesting to see if they can get a shorthanded goal. That's something Rapids has done quite a bit this year. So Rapids giving the attack. Abregio carries it in over the line, stops circle, stops, drop pass back down. Shot sent in wide of the mark. Back behind the goal, sent back up front, back then back of the goal. Minnesota still carries possession. White sends it down low, back over. White, he sends that back down low to Jack Wallace. Lombardo gets big blocker on it. Shot in the goal! Big bounce rebound sitting there right in the slot, and it gets knocked home for Minnesota as they cut the Rapids lead in half with their first goal of the night. Coming on a power play. Not even 3 minutes into the second period. Shot got knocked down low, and then it was just sitting there, rebound tapped in. Minnesota, they get on the board after much frustration early on in this first period, and they draw first blood in the second now.
Yeah, the River Kings definitely feeling a little hard done by. I mean, Beauchamp gets sort of upended in front of the net there, and then just a mad scramble in front leading to a poke in. I think 19 pointed to Abrego for the goal, making it his potentially his third goal of the weekend, and a really strong weekend from him so far.
It was either Abrego or Jaden White. I'm not sure which one it was. Officials aren't sure either, but they're going to talk about it. Two captains are sitting there talking with the official crew. I think the goal is going to stand, but they're talking about the goal being, and now they're saying maybe no goal. Cooper looks at his bench like an incomplete pass in American football.
Waves it off.
So that means no goal, and boy, Minnesota's going to be mad.
Yeah, they're going to feel hard done by.
If it's true, it's going to, those Blue Ox, it's going to be like seeing a red cape there playing with these Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, you'll definitely feel hard done by, but I mean, Beauchamp just gets completely upended from behind by a Blue Ox player and goes uncalled, and then it leads directly to the goal just with that mad scramble in front. So,
Minnesota captain Elijah Puckner is not happy as the official crew goes over and talks to Minnesota's coach, and I don't think he's going to be very happy.
No.
And he doesn't look very happy. And I'm not picking on the man because he has every right to be. Because, I mean, I didn't see anything from my vantage point, but the official crew, they're right there. They probably saw something evidently, and they're waving it off. They are.
You definitely feel hard done by, but to me it's just completely justified that they watched this one.
So we'll be getting that official call in a moment. But there's,
and the penalty box door is just open for the
penalty box door goes open, and out goes Mike Abrego.
That must be for a trip or some sort, maybe an interference.
That's the other thing I was wondering about, goaltender interference.
I don't think goaltender. I think it was just with Beauchamp. So I think he cuts through, and then Beauchamp just he kind of takes his legs from under him.
Oh, there's some colorful language down there. Buddies, the little old band from Texas, is drowning it out a little bit. So my apologies to our listeners out there. You know what? I understand it. I get it. I'd be mad, too.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the replay, I think it's pretty obvious, I think, if we can watch it back.
Yeah, watching it back. So watching it here, let's see here. Is Puck sitting there?
I think you have to rewind it a little bit more. I think it's just a tad bit before that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I didn't see anything on that direct.
As you see, see how Beauchamp falls down in front of the net. As the guy sort of rewind it a little bit more again, 15-ish seconds, and you can see it.
Yeah, okay. We'll see. But now, yeah, and the fish, Minnesota's coach, worst call I've ever seen. So obviously this is going to be wiped out.
You definitely don't want your goal wiped out, but I mean, to me it's like the guy just goes through Beauchamp in front of the net.
So we will see. Some of the River Kings are laughing. Some of the Blue Ox are kind of laughing. I mean, understandably, no goal disallowed. You can asterisk that one because, boy, that's a big turning point. And now here's the question. If you are Minnesota,
you're angry. Oh, you're frustrated.
You're angry, but do you channel it into something positive, like a renewed attack?
Yeah.
Because you're going to be on the penalty kill here.
Oh. Just looks like Atkins has gone in.
Yep. So, well, Atkins was in that because that was a power play. So it looks like they're going to be matching up here a little bit. So they got to get time back on the board for that penalty to Atkins. So I don't, because that goal would have wiped out that power play or that penalty then.
Yes. Yeah,
so
you're right.
So we've got to get some of that bookkeeping settled up here as we're going to get the official word here a little bit by our trusty friend Mike Trzynski, the PA announcer. So, excuse me, is 1 minute 23 seconds remaining on the Atkins penalty. And then we got the Abrego.
The coach is furious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's horrible.
Oh, wow, a 5-minute.
5-minute. Wow.
I understand his frustration now.
Well, that could start being abuse of an official. We saw that earlier this year, too.
I would imagine so.
So Rapids and Minnesota playing 4-on-4 here for a little bit.
For a slew foot.
But for what was that called?
A slew foot on Beauchamp.
Never heard of that one.
It's just kind of when you just take your legs out. He just took his legs out from under him.
I've never heard of that call, so that's why I call you the Brit with the brains, man. You know this stuff. I've never heard of that call, and I've watched a lot of hockey.
It's a Brad Marchand classic.
Oh, okay. So, well, Minnesota has the opportunity.
Great.
Lombardo, point blank, and it's a save by Shaw. Oh, boy. If that disallowed goal wasn't the kick in the teeth, that big save was. As, boy, is Shaw on fire tonight.
Yep.
If 4-on-4 hockey coming up, just 46 seconds, and then Rapids, they're going to have about 3.5 minutes of power play remaining.
And I believe it was Lombardo again who had that chance in the first, and he just sort of skies it. And now again, he's just stonewalled by Shaw there. Really a nice save.
Well, face-off, glove side of Shaw. Minnesota gets it. Wallace. Puckner just above the circles. Back to Wallace, taking a shot off the glove into the glass. Then Minnesota, they recover. Minnesota is playing with a little more aggression now. So I was wondering where that anger would be channeled, and they're obviously channeling it the way they want. This shot was picked up by the Rapids defense and sent back out to neutral ice. Wallace with the puck gets around Noah Diamond. Nice little move there against the boards. 19 seconds left on 4-on-4 hockey. It's Raffert giving a little bit of harassment up there. Diamond tries to clear it, cannot. Rapids now has an opportunity. They stop that pass. That was Bulduk in the slot. This Rapids is now killing off that penalty. 3 seconds, 2 and 1. And Rapids is now on the power play for the next 3:35 as Rapids holds a 2-0 lead after a goal was disallowed by Minnesota. Raffert, near side, stops, hits the brakes. Minnesota, real aggressive forecheck here on this power play kill, penalty kill, as we saw earlier in the game. Dente gets it down low. Nice little play there. Bouncing puck through the slot. Minnesota recovers. They lift it down the length of the ice. No icing as they are killing this penalty. Shaw stops it up to Raffert. Raffert goes behind the goal. Tudich near side. And that's who he goes with. Tudich gets up. Long pass. No one home as the puck is sent the length of the ice. Shaw goes to play it. Leaves it for Raffert. Raffert gets it. Little footwork behind the goal. Up ahead to Tudich. Tudich back to Raffert. Raffert, Rapids, they reset. Rapids, Tudich, near side. Pass mid-ice. Cross over to Allstrand. Allstrand takes in the zone. Leave pass for Schweitzer. Schweitzer takes it down low. Back behind the goal. Up front to Tudich. Shot just over the crossbar. Puck comes out to neutral ice as Raffert and Rapids have to regroup. 14:46 left to go in the second period. 2.5 minutes approximately left on the skater advantage for Rapids. The second five-minute major penalty against Minnesota tonight. Rapids leaves the puck back down there. It's Bryceland coming up with it. He's getting harassed off the puck. Gets it sent up ahead to Beauchamp. Beauchamp comes around this cage using his speed. Gets back out front. Leaves the puck up there for Bryceland. Bryceland stops, spins, centering to Beauchamp. Slapper from the point. Loose rebound. Oh, it's knocked out of the way there by Minnesota. Beauchamp, he gets back at it. Centering pass, Bulldog. Up over to centering pass, and that's wide of the mark. Beauchamp, that was Bryceland on that shot. Beauchamp to Bryceland. Bryceland with it now. Minnesota playing out with their defense. Centering attempt through the slot, no one home. That's Bulldog. Stops, spins, about a minute and a half left on the skater advantage for Rapids. Behind the goal, that is Cooper. Minnesota gets to that puck first. Bryceland skates. He's getting harassed. And now White gets in there. Rapids, they get back to the puck. Atkins, near side, circle, using his speed. Going around, gets pushed off the puck. Little scrum down there. Trying to see who comes away with it. Rapids should. Cooper. And Bulldog down there. Bulldog, big collision. Bulldog still standing. That ox fell on over as Minnesota clears the zone. 57 seconds left to go on the skater advantage for Rapids. 13:13 to go in the second period. Rapids leading Minnesota 2-0. Schweitzer, drop pass over to Denti. Denti back to Schweitzer. Schweitzer around the cage. Schweitzer comes around front. Back pass to Beauchamp. Beauchamp centering Denti. Oh, Denti, he's tried to get it up there, and the defense got a stick on it, sent it up in the netting. Stoppage of play. 12:55 to go in the second period. 36 seconds to go on the skater advantage.
Yeah, some great, great puck movement there. Just nice one-touch passing, and just the shot just sails over.
Face-off, glove side of the Minnesota keeper. Tudich comes away with it. Rapids wins that face-off. Tudich at circle. Shot. Bouncy puck. It's loose. Bound trying to find it. And it's just wide of the net. And it bounces in. Goal! But waved off. Rapids gets a goal waved off. They're calling, I believe, a hand pass that got it behind the goal.
It's more of a shoulder. But
yeah, I think that's an accurate call. I was waiting for it to be waved off, and that's a good call. I do agree with that. It's tough if you're Rapids, but it's not as unfortunate with a two-goal lead.
Yeah, well, now you feel like it's one apiece with a disallowed goal, so I'm sure the Blue Hawks will feel like that's justified.
Yep. As they're not allowing a line change, officials saying, hey, get back out there, get back on the bench.
You're not getting off that easy.
You're right. 25 seconds left to go on the skater advantage for Rapids. 12:45 to go in the second period. Minnesota still not okay with the decision, as they're about to drop the puck just outside the Minnesota zone. Radzeli drops the puck. Rapids wins it. Tudich over to Raffert. Raffert takes it up far side. He carries it in the zone himself. Stop, spin. Allstrand just inside the blue line. Pass across, Tudich. Circle, centering. Denti at the slot. Nobody home. Backhander, loose puck. Minnesota's defense gets there. Denti sends it back to Tudich. 5 seconds to go on the skater advantage. Raffert over to Allstrand. Centering pass. Puck gets bounced back out. And that's the end of your skater advantage for Rapids. Breggio comes through. And the puck gets loose at center ice. High up almost into the lights. Minnesota comes away with it. They send it back. Raffert still battling for it. Look at this Lombardo down there. And Rapids comes away with it. Raffert up ahead. Schweitzer. Schweitzer cross to Allstrand. Allstrand gets into the zone. Allstrand sends it back around the boards behind the goal. Minnesota recovers. The puck is still loose. Schweitzer gets it. High slot. Pass over to Locker. Locker sends just wide of the mark. Bulldog, he corrals it. Bulldog sends it back down. Minnesota's there first. Collision behind the net. 11 and a half to go in the second period. Rapids leading 2-0 over Minnesota. Shot advantage for Rapids is 26-20, so that's getting closer and closer as Minnesota really trying to apply the pressure here. Hanke got it into the zone, stops, spins it back down. No offsides as Wallace will get there. He slows up. Shot from the point, turned away by Raffert. Stuck his skate out there and sent it to the corner. Puck is still loose. Can't find it. There it is. And it's knocked out neutral ice. Minnesota has to clear the zone. And they do. Reset their offense. Sent down. Abrigio knocks it around the boards. Raffert tries to clear it. Cannot. Now it does. As Minnesota will have to clear the zone. And now they do. So Rapids has it pulled up behind the net. 10:47 to go in the second period. Locker, he's got the puck. Almost gets lost in skates there. Sent up ahead. Aiden Welsh, he withstands a heck of a hit effort by Minnesota. As he would be a senior in high school, he skates to the bench. He's all right, fired up. And he withstands that physicality as Rapids gets the puck again. Garcia sends it up ahead. Does not get touched up by Rapids at mid-ice, and we have an icing call. Stoppage play, 10:22 left to go in the second period. Rapids leading 2-0 over the Blue Ox.
Yeah, thunderous hit by Aiden Welch there, and was met with some jeering from the River Kings. I'm sure that will, I'll pump him up. That'll be a good laugh.
Yeah, I mean, you see physical play in high school too. Don't get me wrong. I've seen a lot of it.
Yeah.
But that was a little bit more of a hard hit than you maybe see at that level. And this is, you know, it's an older group of young men. Better skating, honestly, but face off, that came to the blocker side of Shaw. Minnesota, they get in there wide of the mark. Minnesota starting to really apply some pressure here as things have not gone their way tonight. 2 5-minute major penalties. No one's been thrown out, however, and had a goal disallowed. That's what resulted in that 5-minute, that second one. As there's a penalty coming up against Wisconsin Rapids. Loose puck, and now there's the whistle. And Rapids will
Looks
be.
Looks like Garcia.
I believe it is. It's Garcia. I don't. Ilian was in there, but yeah. I believe you're right. Garcia, I believe, is going to the box.
For me, the initial call is a bit weak. I mean, yeah, I suppose I understand, but just. I think it's a little bit too weak for me. I mean, I'd say the other stuff you definitely call a penalty for, the other contact, but the initial is just. It's a little soft for me.
Now, still waiting on the exact call. It is just a 2-minute minor.
I believe it'll be a cross check.
Yeah, I was wondering if it's cross or a trip. Those are the most common ones I've seen so far this season. Again, thanks for joining us on Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI. I know we'll be back here next week when the River Kings take on Battle Creek. I know there's a high school girls basketball game coming up on Tuesday that Mr. Randy Paul will bring you. Assumption against Auburndale. And cross check is the call as we are just over halfway home in this game. Rapids sends the puck the length of the ice. Minnesota back on the attack. Lombardo near side. Stops, spins, goes back down low. That right there is Wallace with it back to Lombardo. Hanke right out the wing. Lombardo goes with it, kicks it back out to Hanke. Hanke just inside the blue line over to Lombardo. High slot will bounce off the pads of Shaw into the corner. Rapids trying to clear it, and they do. Very close as Tudich was able to clear the zone. Minnesota has to reset. Lombardo, he's in there fighting with it with Raffert. Rapids stops that puck and gets it out of the zone by about 2 feet as Minnesota has to reset again. 1:03 left to go in the skater advantage for the Blue Ox. Just under 9 minutes left to go in this frame. Rapids up 2-0. This Rapids, they are harassing Minnesota with their aggressive forecheck on a penalty kill. As Tudich, he gets the puck down low. If he was able to handle that cleanly, he might have had a 1-on-0 opportunity, but he does not. As the puck skitters loose, that almost went in front of the goal there, and who knows what happened.
That would have been a great chance.
That could have curved and gone in, almost an own goal situation, but it did not, as Minnesota has about 30 seconds remaining on the skater advantage. Bulldog fires a shot right from the circle. Wide of the mark, and that's just eating up more and more time. Beauchamp, he gets the puck, sends it on over to Raffert. Raffert up off the boards. It gets pawed by Lawson, and then it bounces up and into the scoring table. Almost takes out our good friend Mike Krasinski, but I've known him a long time, and that puck probably would have been hurt itself if it hit him in the head. He's a good friend of mine. I always like making fun of him. So
they were ready for it in there.
He was actually a big part of Wisconsin high school hockey. He started up WisconsinPrepHockey.net. Wow. He got out of it. He has since retired. But boy, does that man love hockey, especially at the high school level. As face-off, center ice, Rapids controls it, and they send it down deep. 6 seconds left on the skater advantage for Minnesota, and Rapids gets out of this one. And there it is, back to even hockey, as puck is at center ice. Dente gets it up there to Ilian. Ilian, near side, backhand, try to center it. Minnesota is there first. Chevier Alexander cannot get a stick on that, as gets sent down. Played by Shaw. Bulldog sends it up. Last touched at center ice by Ilian. Puck is still moving our way loose. Chevier Alexander gets into the zone. Ilian, shot from the circle, and it's gobbled up there by Klo. Stoppage of play. 7:28 to go in the second period. Minnesota really showing some guts here. They are playing hard after that goal that was disallowed.
Yeah, that definitely takes some wind out of your sails. You feel like you've earned one here to really close a tight game, and then to have it ripped out of you, it's got to hurt.
Well, Rapids had one disallowed as well, so Rapids knows how it feels. And I'm not talking about Peter Frampton either. You know how I feel. So. Minnesota, they come away with the puck out of that faceoff. That was to the glove side of Klo. Rapids now has a puck, center ice. Dente, he's flanked by Diamond. Diamond with it now from the circle. Shot, loose puck. Ilian could not knock it home. Ilian, he gets clobbered there in the corner. Rapids still getting possession of the puck. Beauchamp knocks it down deep. Dente giving chase. Diamond, he's in there too, trying to block a passing lane. Then they back out of it, letting Minnesota get it up through the zone. They carry it into the zone. Shot way high, way up into the netting. And then there's some physicality. Diamond gets knocked down after the play. That was Sandholm. And I think Sandholm's going to the box.
Yep.
I think there was unsportsmanlike conduct on that.
I think just roughing or maybe interference. Okay. Because, I mean, Diamond's just getting past him and then just gives him a shove and then just uncalled for, really, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I heard unsportsmanlike conduct.
Right.
Because it was away from the play, so,
yeah.
I mean, there you can do that.
He's fuming in the box.
13-11. And the... Sandholm is very upset, as is the Minnesota coach. Things just aren't going their way to this point. As Rapids on the power play. Tudich, Raffert, and it was unsportsmanlike. Raffert, high slot. Tudich, top of the circle, back to Raffert. Raffert down low to Allstrand. Bouncing puck, turned away. Rapids gets to it first. They hold his own. Back down low, goes to Schweitzer. Schweitzer behind the goal, back on over. That was... turned away there by Raffert. Up to Tudich. Loose puck.
Good
bouncing
off.
Around. They're getting stops on it as Dente and Allstrand were both mixed into that. Puck is banged up against the boards and sent the length of the ice. Stopped by Shaw. 6:08 left to go in the second period. Rapids leading 2-0. 1:13 left of the skater advantage for Rapids. As Raffert, he resets. Near side, Tudich sends it down around the boards. Allstrand and Dente both getting in there. Dente first, Allstrand there later. Allstrand stops at the circle, sends it out. Tudich near side, back across to Raffert. Raffert down to Allstrand. Allstrand, Raffert, slap shot opportunity misses. Minnesota should clear this, no problem. And they do. Sends it all the way back in back of the Rapids goal. Raffert gets there. 43 seconds left in the skater advantage. 5.5 to go in the period. Raffert takes up far side. Raffert stops, spins, carries it back out. Bryslund, far side. Bryslund down, back to Bryslund, who we cannot hold it, and they got to clear the zone. Unfortunate situation there as Cooper had it down low as well. Beauchamp carries it in. Atkins, Cooper with them. Rapids gets it knocked off the stick there by Beauchamp. Minnesota comes up. They send it the length of the ice, and that will kill the skater advantage. 6 seconds to go, 4:54 left to go in the period. Rapids leading Minnesota 2-0.
Yeah, another effective kill by the Blue Ox here.
Bryslund skates in low, fast, stops, spins around, centering attempt. He was looking to get it to Bulldog. That gets intercepted by Hayden Hanke. Heads up play there for the Minnesota skater as Rapids back on the attack. Bryceland up to Atkins. Bryceland with it now. He stops, shot right about the circle. That's wide of the mark. Nobody home for Rapids on a rebound. Abregio comes up far side. Rapids has numbers. And there's going to be some contact. And there's no penalty on that. As Rapids is able to push him off the puck just enough. Bolduc passed up to Bryceland. Bryceland carrying it up. And that will be an offside as Atkins broke into the zone just a hair too early. So we get a stoppage. 4:06 left to go in the second period. Rapids leading 2-0 over these Minnesota Blue Ox.
Yeah, I think for the River Kings, just be more sure of your plays. Like, make sure you're making the smart decision more often than not and be sure of what you're doing. And for the Blue Ox, just keep on digging. Keep on digging. I'm sure you can. You feel like you're due something and just keep on grinding it out.
That's something I got to do from time to time. Smart decision more often than not.
Yeah.
I think we all can say that.
Yeah, definitely.
As Matt laughs and shakes his head. Or nods his head, not shakes it. Minnesota, they get the puck down deep behind the Rapids goal. Noah Diamond, he gets it up. Center ice. Minnesota has to clear the zone as the puck is loose somewhere. I don't know where the heck it is. I thought it got caught up in his sweater there as Nielsen.
The magician.
Yeah. And now he pulls McNeish out of there
from
around
the
his neck. I don't know how that wasn't a penalty, but hey, we'll play on. That's fine with me. Hockey's a tough
McNeish.
Game as McNeish comes through, and he can't hit Diamond as he was traveling through the slot. Rapids gets back to it. Chevier Alexander, near side. Breaks the zone. Stops, spins. Tries to get back to McNeish. Can't get there. Gets out of the zone. Back there as we have a whistle, and it's a high stick. As we will have a stoppage of play here, 3:12 to go in the second period. Again, Rapids leading 2-0 over the Blue Ox. And man, Minnesota, I mean, last night they played hard and fell apart late.
Mm.
But boy, there's no quitting this team. Minnesota's a solid squad.
Absolutely.
Boy. And where they've been mad, they've had every right to be mad.
Mm. Just depends on how you react. How you react is so important, especially for your character of your team.
I think they've reacted well, personally, as faceoff. Big stop by Shaw on a Lombardo shot through the high slot. Yeah, I don't know how he saw that coming, but he did, and he turned it away. 3 minutes left to go in the second period. Minnesota harassing the puck down. Low, White with it. Stops, spins, comes back the other way, tries to center. No one home, but Tudich. Rapids, 4-on-2. His defense is trying to get back by Minnesota. Puck is deflected up. It's held in by Schweitzer, and Garcia can't quite get to it. Sent across the way to Beauchamp. Beauchamp up ahead to Allstrand. Allstrand can't keep the puck as he's ridden off of that. Beauchamp, he gets the puck back to Garcia. Garcia weaving through a couple defenders. Center ice. He sends a puck deep back around the boards. 2.5 to go in the second period. Rapids up 2-0 over Minnesota. Puck caught down in the corner, a little screened out by the boards. It squirts loose. Minnesota back on the tack. Let's Lombardo. And I believe that was Finch on the far side. They got caught up, and there is a delayed penalty. And there's a cross-check penalty coming. Not sure which
on
side.
On
there is on Allstrand. That's unfortunate for Rapids.
Yeah, just in the corner behind the play, just a bit of afters, and Allstrand gives them a shove.
Too bad, but for all but 3 seconds of the second period remainder, it's going to be a skater advantage for Minnesota unless they can get a goal out of this.
Yeah, discipline becomes key, especially with that 2-0 lead. It's important to
17:57 on the penalty. Cross check by Felix Allstrand. Minnesota with a chance, shot from the high slot, and that gets turned away. Minnesota really picking up that forecheck, and that's held in the zone by Noah Scherf. Another shot by Scherf. It's turned away. Buckmeyer sends the puck down low. Gorelitz sends it back to Buckmeyer, just inside the circle. He tried to center it. Whiffed. I believe that's Gorelitz with it right now. He's turning the circle. Big rebound there by Shaw. Minnesota gets it back. Diamond giving chase. Diamond trying to get it out of the zone. He cannot. Puck is still squirting around down there. Centering, Scherf, back, cross the way, and it's a rebound. Bit pouncing puck, just wide. I don't know how that didn't go in, ladies and gentlemen. But awesome job on the Rapids defense, being able to keep it away from Shaw. Minnesota, puck down low. Lombardo, shot from the circle, wide. Another shot by Gorlitz, I believe that, or Caldwell, excuse me. That was wide of the mark. Rapids having a hard time getting this out of there. Shot deflected wide from Lombardo. Minnesota really peppering the goal here as Lombardo with it just inside the blue line. Back down, misplayed. Rapids gets it, and they clear it, and they send it down with 36 seconds left to go in this second period. Rapids up 2-0, so you've got about 30 seconds. Skater advantage for Minnesota, so they've got an opportunity if they can cut this lead in half right before the end of the period and really get some momentum coming up in the last 20 minutes of action. Rapids fighting for it in the corner, and they get it out of the zone by Cooper, and that should almost all but end up the final seconds of this second period. 8 to go. Minnesota trapped down to their own zone. There's 6. 3 seconds to go on the power play. Hanke, wrister, way wide of the mark. Hits the glass, goes around the boards, and there's your horn.
Yep.
And there's 2 in the books here at Southwood County Recreation Center, where your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, they're enjoying a 2-0 lead over the Minnesota Blue Ox. That second period, no scoring. Well, almost was.
Yeah, well, there was 2 scores. But
there were 2 goals, but they were both disallowed. 1 for Minnesota that I still think they're really mad about that and fuming about. I get it. I think the veins are still sticking out of next coat or
the
coach's neck.
Steam's coming out their ears.
Oh, and I don't blame them. That was a very tough situation there, but Rapids had 1 too, and that you gotta play on, however, is they definitely have as Wisconsin Rapids, again, 2-0 lead over Minnesota Blue Ox as we begin the second intermission. Shots, Wisconsin Rapids holds an advantage, 31-27 through 2 periods. Deacon Shaw stopping all 27 shots faced, as then his counterpart, Jackson Clow, he has stopped 29 of 31 shots faced. So we're going to step out here, get something to drink, rest the voice, as we bring you the final 20 minutes of this weekend series between the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Minnesota Blue Ox. So join us back here just in a few moments here on 105.5 WIRI, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from their team to yours.
It's the center of the kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, low in the upper 20s. More clouds around for tomorrow, not quite as warm, but still nice. Highs in the low 40s. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy Monday, high-low 40s. It clears out for the rest of the week, but much colder. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could have just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a band. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a band. As you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Just how to let you know, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. Oh, I just had to let you know, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. Was someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
I told you I'd leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate the gesture. I took your every word to heart, 'cause I can't stand us being apart. And just to show how much I really miss you, every light in the house is on. The backyard's bright as the crack of dawn. The front walk looks like runway lights. It's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on. If I should ever start forgetting, I'll turn the lights off one by one, so you can see that I agree it's over. But until then, I want you to know, look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you. Every light in the house is on. The backyard's bright in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every line in the house is on. Talking about what is and what ain't country, what gives them the right to wear a pair of beat-up boots. Is it the size of your tires and your fires, or is it what ain't country? Well, give me a minute, let me hit you with some hometown truth. You can be a cowboy on the Texas plain, or a plowboy waiting on the rain. We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my dirt road cred when I was 12, on a no-cap tractor hauling in bales, backing in boats, fishing rim lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines. Stepside covered down in peanut dust, Friday night spotlighting, that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. Does it run in your blood? Did it come from your daddy and mama? Were you converted by an Alabama song on the radio that feels so right? Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson? Tell me what got you, I just gotta know. Me, I got my Sunday learning in a live oak church, silver queen corn in the backyard dirt, waiting for the fall to finally come along, so I can grab my gun and get my outside on. Step side covered down in peanut dust, Friday night spotlighting, that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. A city or a little farm town, whatever kind of square that you drove around, do you wear it on your sleeve or keep it deep down? You know you gotta let it out. I got my dirt road cred back when I was 12, on a no-cap tractor hauling in bales, backing in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through them Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust, Friday night spotlighting, that was us. It might not have been you, but I ain't judging. Just be proud of what makes you country. Whatever makes you country. They doing their kind of country. I do my kind of country. Whatever makes us country.
Have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody tuned in case you didn't hear. Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. For me, have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Fall means football, a few cold ones, and those gorgeous fall colors. And don't forget, 105.5 WIRI.
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay in bed, twist it up all day long. You're my inspiration, girl, you take me places, put the words right into these songs. Stealing kisses undercover, babe, see forever when I see your face, and I swear God made you for me.
Back here with 1 minute left before the start of the third period in game two of the weekend series between the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Minnesota Blue Ox. And if this is anything like last night, we've got a dandy as Wisconsin Rapids holds a 2-0 lead over this week. Oh, wow. We had a I think we're having another penalty. I think that's what was being said.
Yeah.
As Minnesota's got another 5-minute penalty coming, I think that's what he said, unless they were changing that penalty call.
They might have been changing it.
Well, either way, Wisconsin Rapids holding a 2-0 lead over the Blue Ox. No goals. Well, there was, but no legal goals in that second period, as both teams had one waved off. Wisconsin Rapids and Minnesota both had... No, Rapids had three penalties in that second period. Minnesota two. And we will be starting to play 5-on-5 hockey. What's the key in this third period?
I think discipline. I mean, you saw that, the sort of bad penalty by, I think it was Ostrand there in the corner. Just stay disciplined, stay focused on the task at hand.
Well, we are underway as the puck is dropped at center ice, and Rapids comes away with it. As Rapids holds a 31-27 advantage in shots as we conclude this game, possibly in 1940, as Minnesota is defending the goal to my right and Rapids defending the goal to my left, as Minnesota wearing their white tops, white socks, black breezers, and Rapids wearing dark blue, green, and white top to bottom. It's pretty easy to tell these teams apart. Well, we got a stoppage play. The puck went up into the netting at neutral ice, so it's being dropped just outside the blue line of the Blue Ox. Minnesota controls it to try to get it out of the zone, and they do. It took a little bit. As Minnesota, they are getting into the zone. There's going to be a delayed penalty coming up against Rapids, as I think that was Garcia. It's going to be interference or a slash. I'm not sure which one it was.
Interference or hold, to be honest.
Could be a hold, yeah. You're absolutely right.
But it just goes back to what I was saying about discipline. I mean, you just can't afford to take that sort of penalty.
No, it's Ilian.
But so you can't afford to take this sort of bad penalty. I mean, giving the Blue Ox life early, I mean, giving them some life early, this kind of chance to score, gives them so much time to sort of build up an offense to equalize.
Well, just 39 seconds in the third period. Minnesota, they have a power play coming up. Face off, glove side of Shaw. Is that penalty? Mikhail Ilian, 2 minutes for a hook. That wasn't on my bingo card, but either way, still a power play for the Blue Ox as Rapids clears the zone. Minute 39 left on the skater advantage for Minnesota. Just under 19 minutes left to go in the game as White brings up the puck near side, breaks it into the zone. Raffert pokes it away, but not strong enough, as then it comes down to Beauchamp. Beauchamp, he's able to send it down. Lombardo gets it, about three-quarter sheet of ice. And Minnesota back on the attack, can't quite get there as Jack Wallace sends it out front, up top. That is, I believe that was, didn't see the number on that, got screened out on that. Is, I believe it was 71, Mike Abrigio. Anyway, Minnesota, they're on the attack, setting up their power play. Under a minute left to go in the skater advantage for the Blue Ox. Rapids tying up the puck behind the goal. Puck is loose. Beauchamp's down there with Raffert. Beauchamp can't quite get enough on it to send it out of the zone. Minnesota regroups, and they send it back down around the boards. 37 seconds going the skater advantage for Minnesota. Shot from the point, turned away. From this angle, that almost looked like it went in as Lombardo was able to stop the puck from escaping the zone the first time, not the second time, as Klo plays the puck. Tudich giving chase. Cooper's out there as Garcia and Beauchamp are both back as the last line of defense. Shot, opportunity, big save in the belly of Shaw as there's just 13 seconds remaining on the skater advantage for Minnesota.
Yeah, a nice one by Shaw there right into the bread basket. And I think the penalty kill's been really effective so far, really making sure that the Hawks are only able to attack the perimeter. There's that one chance in close, but I think other than that, it's been quite solid.
Rapids leading Minnesota 2-0. 17 and a half to go in regulation. And Rapids clears the zone, and that should kill that penalty. 6 seconds and 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we are back at 5-on-5 hockey. Rapids stops the puck, neutral ice. It's Garcia, brings it through the zone. Ilian crashing that hard to the net. Puck is loose, and Klo covers it. 17-12 left to go in regulation. Rapids leading 2-0.
Yeah, I think another key to the game would be recognize the threats. I think there's a couple of guys on the blocks who have a moment of brilliance in them, and just containing those guys and making sure they don't ignite this game.
Face off to the blocker of Klo. Picked up Rapids, but Minnesota, they get a stick in there as they do not allow the River Kings an opportunity at the net. Puck behind the cage. That's Diamond with it, and he slips on the ice. It's still not frozen yet. For whatever reason, the Rapids ice does not freeze up real fast as puck is sent down around the boards behind the Rapids goal. Bulldog back to Garcia. Garcia, tip up. Ilian gets behind the defense. Defense does not touch it. We have an icing. Another stoppage. 16:39 left to go in the game.
Yeah, I like the idea on that one. Just a shame. Just a loss of the foot race there, but other than that, I thought that was a good idea. And you think the ice would freeze over considering how cold it's been recently?
Yeah, it's a warm weekend. I mean, I think about 2 hours ago it was almost 50 degrees outside. Obviously, you got Mother Nature being simulated in here. It's comfortable for me. But we have a face-off to the glove side of Shaw, Minnesota. Rapids battling for it up against the boards. Diamond, he comes away with it, sends it around the boards. Ilian, he goes for it, gets it bumped away from his stick. Bulldog behind the goal. Bulldog trying to battle in there and kick it free. Diamond tries to get a hold of it. Puck is still loose. Goes behind the goal. Shaw not sure where it was for a minute. Garcia tips it ahead. Up there, that is Denti. Denti pass up ahead to Ilian. Ilian using some speed. He's flanked by Bulldog. And Rister high off, just over the crossbar as Klo did not have to make a stop on that. Under 16 to go in the game. Puck sent out to neutral ice. Garcia has it. Sends it deep as Rapids will get a line change. Schweitzer giving chase. Tudich, Raffert, Allstrand, and Beauchamp all out there for the River Kings. And that is Tudich. Comes up the far side, dashing through the defense, gets ridden off the puck, and there penalty is a delayed up. Penalty coming up, as it will be a hold coming up, I believe, against Minnesota.
Yeah. I mean, that's just such a frustrating one to take for the Blue Hawks as well. You're trying to claw back a couple of goals, and then this really sets you back a couple of strides.
4:26 time of the penalty hold, and that is on...
I think it's Nielsen again. Oh, no, never mind.
No, Buckmeyer.
Yeah, I saw the two, and I was like, oh, maybe it's Nielsen.
That is Leighton Buckmeyer. He's going to the box. As Rapids, power play coming your way. 15:34 left to go in this third period. Another goal that would really, I think, make Rapids feel good. But Minnesota's been pretty strong on that penalty kill as Rapids cannot hold the zone. Tudich gets Raffert. Raffert brings it into the zone. He gets bumped off the puck as Minnesota tries to clear it. Raffert gets the puck back. Allstrand, near side, inside the point, skating center ice. Back over across the way. As there's almost a pass way back out of the play. That's Tudich. Allstrand and Raffert back along the blue line. Puck sent down. Schweitzer gets it. Pass back to himself off the boards. Denti comes away with it. Backhand pass over to Tudich. Tudich, Raffert, high slot. Downloaded circle. Allstrand, Tudich. Raffert and Allstrand playing catch. Tudich back to Raffert. As there is a centering opportunity there by Allstrand, can't quite get there. Sent back down. That's Denti. Puck comes loose, and Rapids cannot hold the zone. Tudich pass between his legs over to Raffert. Raffert has to retreat into his zone. He gets bumped off the puck. Puck is loose there, and that creates an opportunity for Tudich. Minnesota really harassing things out there. Denti comes up the far side, gets it into the zone. He's being pushed around. Puck sent out, neutral ice, and Rapids has to play defense. 2-2 opportunity for Minnesota. Shot blocked by Beauchamp, and we've got 39 seconds left on the skater advantage for Wisconsin Rapids. 14-10 left to go in the contest. Beauchamp, puck behind the net. 30 seconds to go as Bulldog, Bryslin, move back. Atkins, center ice. And Cooper brings it in. Now Bryslin gets into the zone, goes to his right, sends back towards the net, knocked up into the netting, and we got another stoppage play. 15 seconds left on the skater advantage for Wisconsin Rapids. 13:48 to go in the period, and Rapids really not getting any shots on goal on this power play.
Yeah, I think just a couple of times just trying to force it cross seam, and there's just too many guys clogging it, and also just kind of favor the high percentage plays, favor these smart plays. Preserve this two-goal lead and go from there.
Well, face-off, blocker side of the Minnesota goalie, Jackson Clone. Face-off won by Minnesota as they send the puck down into mid-ice. And Minnesota will kill off this penalty as both teams are at full strength. 13:32 left to go. Puck set up, neutral ice, picked up by Atkins. Atkins passing it back around to himself. As Rapids trying to set up some offense. Bulldog goes behind his net. Wallace giving chase. Just a little fancy footwork there by Bulldog. He sends it up, tries to clear zone, cannot. Minnesota holds it. Puck sent back down behind the goal. Bulldog sends it around. Beauchamp up to Bryslin. Bryslin centering pass to Atkins. Atkins goes up near side. He's being flanked by Cooper, and puck gets covered by Klo, and we get another stop.